It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. You're about to enjoy the Ask Ross segment. They are your questions, his answers. Brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Don't forget, listeners, for all your barbecue rub, sauce, and tailgate needs, go to 409tailgateclub.com.
We got them all over us, everywhere. Barbecue ketchup, it's all over around us right now.
Yeah, I did a little sponsor work on Twitter earlier this
week.
Well, I ran
go.
Out of barbecue sauce.
Oh, you work a deal?
No, I just tweeted at him that, you know, I just said, all right, I'm just going to put barbecue ketchup because I had a bottle of that at the house. I'm like, I'm just going to put barbecue ketchup on my grilled pork.
I never even really heard of barbecue ketchup.
Neither had I, but it's awesome.
Okay.
But, and there's a bottle of it for you.
For
somewhere,
me?
Yeah. Somewhere between ketchup and I'm guessing straight up barbecue sauce.
It's a tweener. It's awesome. But
Bob is really disgusted by us today. hey, how about this? The fact that Bob is clearly perturbed and disgusted by our lack of professionalism, Andy. By our lack of professionalism and not staying on topic is truly amazing if you think about it.
Yeah, and I got the roll sign from the boss. So the listener question deemed number one this week will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409 Tailgate Club. You'll get various rub sauces and a tailgate with honor apron. Ross, are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number one comes from David in Lancaster. He says, with the new redshirt rule, NCAA redshirt rule, do you think we will see the coaches give freshmen a shot in the first few games to see if they can make it at the college level or wait to use the four games at the end of the year to see how the injuries and give them a couple more months to get their bodies ready? I could see Penn State using the first four games with the tight ends. What do you think?
It's much more going to be the first four games and the last four. You know, the last four would really only be an emergency. You're not like, hey, it's week 11. It's the Big Ten championship game. Let's put this freshman in and see how he does. That would only be an emergency. I think it's much more have him play the first two, three, maybe four games. Because you might even have him play the first two or three before Ohio State.
Right.
And then save a game in case something happens and you need them down the line later on with an injury. I also think there's a chance that you'll see some of these guys play in bowl games because after all the bowl practice, they might show that they're ready to kind of give a look and get ready for the next year. But yes, I think you'll see more. I think you know how Franklin always does red light, green light, yellow?
Mm-hmm. I asked that in quarter number one.
I think the yellow guys will probably end up getting some playing time to see if they're green or red.
Bob also targeted a few games. He said, like,
late in the year, they play Maryland and Rutgers. So if they progress and you don't play them early, they were yellows, but you just didn't get around to playing them. And you have some games, some freebies. You know, remember Maryland's game last year was 66-3. If you're up big in the second half and you want to reward kids and they're ready to play in blowouts, play them.
That's a way to do it. I think it's more likely that
right.
Who do they have? App State? You know, some of these games at the start.
They get Kent State early, and then they have Maryland and Rutgers late. I mean, I don't know that we at Pittsburgh in week two. They got to really be ready to play. And I think if you're a good school, you're going to play your best. You're going to play your best players regardless. But it's the yellows.
Right.
You're right. I think it is the yellows, especially late in the year, that you can dangle the carrot or you can play them if there's an injury.
All right, let's keep moving. Mark in Frederick, Maryland asks, Ross, in your career, what quarterback or running back gave you the best gifts or favors for your efforts on the offensive line? And it was nice meeting you too Saturday, Mark, as well. I met him Saturday in person. I got to meet him.
Awesome. I love that. Drew Bledsoe. By a lot. In 2002, Emmett Smith gave us a whole bunch of things that signified him breaking the all-time leading rusher that year.
That doesn't surprise me.
He got us Emmett Smith all-time leading rusher watches, an Emmett Smith all-time leading rusher book, and an Emmett Smith signed jersey.
Okay.
That was what Emmett gave us.
What did Chad Hutchinson get you? Did you play with him?
Yeah, I don't remember Chad getting us anything.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't remember Chad getting us anything. In 2003, Drew Bledsoe gave us plane tickets, round trip to anywhere you wanted to go.
Nice.
And used that. I think the value is up to $1,500 each. So it's $3,000 he handed you.
Right.
And took my wife on her honeymoon to Hawaii.
Nice.
Using those. And then 2004, he gave us Motorola Droid, like Razor phones, when that was like
the
coolest phone.
They were the bomb.
It was like a $500 phone in 2004, maybe more than that. It was like $750. He got that for us and said, I'm paying the bill unlimited, you know, for a year. So basically that just meant unlimited minutes. Right. Guys were downloading every game they could. You know, this is, but what's really funny about it is Drew put his credit card on our accounts. He set that up with AT&T or whatever.
So it paid.
Right. So like he just paid my bill for like 3 or 4 years. Fine. And my buddies knew it. Like my
still
buddies,
memorized that credit card number.
No, my buddies that had no money, I would hand them the phone. Like they'd make calls. Mm-hmm. So one time, finally, I get a call from Barbara Bledsoe, Drew's mom. And she left a message saying, hi, Ross. This is Barbara Bledsoe. I just wanted to call and let you know that Drew's gift, it's over now. if you could please do us a favor. And I was like, sure, of course.
He's calling Singapore.
Of course I would do that, right? But some of the other guys that he gave it to, I don't know. Because here's the thing. He didn't know our social security number to be able to take the card off the account. So he was going to have to just, you know,
cut the card,
basically. So he probably ended up having to do that anyway, but I did it. It was great. First time I called my mom, by the way, after Bledsoe gave us a new phone, she answered the phone like, hello? I'm like, hey, Mom. She's like, oh, hi, honey. I'm like, why did you answer the phone so weird? She said, the caller ID said D. Bledsoe. It's like, thanks, Mom. I'm glad to know where I stack up.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Ask Ross segment is being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. For all your barbecue needs, check them out, 409tailgateclub.com. Let's keep going, Ross. John Bentley in Defiance, Ohio asks, all-knowing one, of the 5 5-star commits that James Franklin has secured, Miles Sanders, Justin Shorter, Ricky Slade, and Micah Parsons, and let's just throw Brandon Smith in there, assuming he ends up signing, which one do you think will have the most impact in their career at PSU and why? Thanks, I am not a Buckeye fan.
What? Ooh. Oh. Say it again. Say it. The name of the guy?
It is John in Defiance, Ohio.
Oh, because I've said, you know what John was just being right there at the end of that email, that question?
What?
Defiant.
Defiant.
Defiant. No. I've totally forgot the question now. What was it?
Of the five.
By the way, the first two questions we have are both good.
Of the five,
I don't know which
stars,
one I'm going to pick.
Of the 5-star guys that Franklin secured, Sanders, Shorter, Slade, Parsons, and Brandon Smith now, who has the best career at Penn State and why?
I will say, I'm going to say,
John, you're doing pretty good because you're making Ross think.
It's definitely not Miles Sanders or Ricky Slade in my mind. It's definitely Justin Shorter, Micah Parsons, or Brandon Smith. I kind of like that Brandon Smith.
I do too.
I don't know. To me, there's some risk with Micah Parsons. So I would go Brandon Smith or Justin Shorter. And I mean, most impactful, probably Justin Shorter. You know, as a wide receiver, I think he can have more of an impact than a linebacker. But Brandon Smith's freaking good, just so you know.
So, Ross, this comes from Tom in Camp Hill. He says, hey, Ross, money aside, would you have rather played in and won an NCAA Division I college football championship at a major university, maybe Penn State, or played in and won a Super Bowl? I thought this was interesting. I didn't think it would be as much of a lock as you think.
Yeah, so I guess if it's a non-denominational team I'm on, it would be Super Bowl. If it were Penn State National Championship versus Buffalo Bills Super Bowl, it'd be Penn State National Championship because I'm from Pennsylvania. I want to live in Pennsylvania. And that would be something really, really special.
Right.
Not that winning the Super Bowl for the Bills wouldn't be. If it were Super Bowl for the Eagles, You know, that then it becomes
that's
pretty
different.
Tough. Then it yeah. becomes pretty tough. I would say Super Bowl if it were the Eagles, but a college national championship for Penn State. Basically, the NFL gets the tie in every category, right? So like if it's Eagles versus Penn State, Eagles. If it's not neither, it's NFL. I think, you know, a lot of people don't watch the college football national championship. Everybody knows about the Super Bowl. Like that's worldwide.
Ross, as a quick follow-up, if you won...
These are all good questions today.
If you won that championship, would you enjoy it as much as Alex Ovechkin is enjoying the Capital Stanley Cup?
If I won the college national championship, probably.
Yeah.
If I won the Super Bowl, it depends on what year. Not if I was 32 like he is. Gosh. What it would have been like if he won it when he was 22.
Oh, my God.
Can you even imagine? That guy's the man.
Milt in Knox, Pennsylvania asks, myself and others have been unimpressed by Steven Gonzalez's blocking, but I've heard mentioned analytics that indicate otherwise, the latest being a graphic from Penn State Sports Information they sent out showing Gonzo is the highest rated guard in terms of pass blocking. Have the rest of us missed the boat, and is he really that good?
In what category?
Pass blocking.
It's like pro football focus.
No, I know, but in the Big Ten, on Penn State's team, in the country?
In terms of Penn State's team.
Oh, okay. Well,
have they missed the boat? And could he be? Is he a pro prospect?
I think it was beyond Penn State's team. I think it was like nationally.
Oh, okay.
The best pass blocking guard in the country.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting to me because I wouldn't have known that or thought that. I want to look that up now.
At the very least, it's the Big Ten. It's well beyond Penn State.
Wow, that's really interesting. That's good to know. I haven't noticed that, but. I haven't noticed him messing up that much either, so it's not a good question, but I'm glad to know. It's good insight.
One all more.
Right. Milton Knox, you are not going to win. James in Mechanicsburg asks, Ross, what exactly is a preferred walk-on, and what goes through the coaches' minds when offering a player preferred walk-on status?
Preferred walk-on is a player that gets to go to training camp when it starts and is definitely on the team, as opposed to a walk-on who's trying out after the school year starts and is hoping to be on the team. They offer you a preferred walk-on. They're offering you a spot, one of their 110, whatever it is, training camp spots, to be a member of the Penn State football team. It's a real honor, but it's also a real uphill climb to actually play. Let's go with the first one. Let's go with the first question that
about
was all
NCAA
about.
Rule.
Yeah, I think that's a hot topic this week. And although I like the guy that asked a question about me, it's really not about me.
All right, David in Lancaster, you are going to win. 409 Tailgate Club box. That'll do it. We wrap up with quarter number four. Stick with us. We're going to finish strong. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hi, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stop by Route 15 Beverage Express for the best selection of craft, domestic, and import beer in the area. Let our friendly and knowledgeable staff provide you with the best service in the area. And don't forget, June 23rd, we are saying thank you for 15 wonderful years of service. Stop by from noon to 4 for free food from 409 Tailgate Club, beer samples, and prizes just off Route 15 South in Dillsburg.